Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. Coming up at 5:15 this week and all next week. A decade of Mac and Gatos. 10 days of giveaways. 10 days and 10 ways to say thank you for listening to Mac and Gatos for a decade. We've got another great, 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 great expensive prize to give away.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. And to get involved, text 10 to 411923. See if we call your name at 5:15. If you hear your name, call in. How's that?
It's simple.
It's very simple. You know what also should be very simple? The President of the United States wants to come to Phoenix. You hop on that big plane and come to Phoenix, right? I mean, how hard is it?
Well, you would think it'd be simple, right?
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Trump's not coming to Phoenix, at least this month.
Yeah, that's what the rumors have been squashed. There was rumors that he was going to come after Labor Day week, and then it was later in the month, and then Hurricane Florence happened, and some other things have happened since then. But we now know that he will not be here in the month of September.
You know, it might not be a bad thing. I mean, if he comes in October, it's closer to the election. The only reason he would come to Arizona is to try and help Republican Martha McSally get elected. Yeah. I mean, that's why he's coming.
Oh, yeah. There's
it's
a
the
great,
midterms. Yeah.
There's a great chance, a great shot that I think, what, since 1988 or some, you know, a long time ago, a Democrat will be in the Senate from Arizona.
If Kyrsten Sinema wins, yeah.
And Trump and the Republicans don't want that.
Of course
so
not.
He should come to Arizona. It's such a tight race.
So why can't he come?
That's a great question.
It goes back to what we've been saying. I think he's been blocked. I don't think the city of Phoenix wants him here. I think that there's openings, there's room down at the convention center, and I don't they either don't like Trump and his politics, or they don't like him as a human being, or they just don't want the unrest. They don't want what happened the last time to happen again. But I also will say President Trump has gone on a bunch of different rallies over the last several months?
Several months.
There hasn't been any unrest. There hasn't been any unrest. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there would be unrest once again. I don't know why it was Phoenix that there was unrest, but I mean, it was closer to when he was elected. People were still furious. You know, you had people go down there and they started, you know, throwing crap at the cops.
Yeah, that was only a year ago.
Right.
It was only a year ago in
August.
He's
only been in office a couple of years. So I don't know if that's kind of worn off, like people are getting a little used to him and, okay, he says things really bad. We got nothing we really can do for the next couple of years until you get a chance to either vote him in again for another four or you vote him out.
I can give you my perspective.
I love your perspective. You have the floor.
Being actually going and visiting Billings, Montana, one of the places that he held a rally, he has only gone to places, how do I put this? He's only gone to places where it wouldn't be in your best interest as an Antifa protester to show up in that town. I'll put it that way. He's been in North Dakota. He's been in Billings, Montana. Phoenix is a little more of a liberal town compared to those towns that he's had these rallies at for the past couple of months.
You're not talking all of Arizona. You're talking the city of Phoenix.
The city. Well, the valley. The valley. You've got ASU. It's, you know, you've got the college town of Tempe. There are more people who are going to have that point of view, let's say, and are able to be mobilized here rather than getting up to Billings. So if he comes here, I would expect that there would be larger crowds, but also more people wanting to start crap.
But there would be a lot of people that want to see him, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, for the most part, Arizona did vote. The majority of people did vote for Donald Trump in Arizona. So, yeah, but you're in Antifa, you're in some, you know, other organization in Billings, Montana. That's not going to be good for you, if you know what I'm saying. That's just my personal opinion.
President Donald Trump will not make a Phoenix visit this month.
But he should come here in October if he wants to support McSally.
You don't think he's given up on McSally?
No. I don't think so.
I think the race is closer now. Maybe that's why he's not coming in. The race is closer now than it was maybe a month ago.
And I don't think McSally has asked him not to come, because we have heard that there are some candidates, and you could talk about Obama, you could talk about Bush, too. Some candidates don't want them to come because it's too controversial at the time.
Remember how many candidates did not want George Bush
right.
to come? I think John McCain was one of them when he was a presidential candidate.
Right.
I don't remember specifically.
It was the second part of his presidency after the Iraq War and the war on terrorism.
Right, right, right. So Trump will not make his visit to Phoenix this month. I don't know about October. But in doing so and not coming to Phoenix this month, now what does the ACLU do? Because we've talked about this story for the last couple of days. The ACLU has sued the Phoenix Police Department. They have sued Chief Jerry Williams. The ACLU does not like what they saw, a year ago when the unrest happened in downtown Phoenix.
Right.
I still continue to believe that anybody who's a member of the ACLU and went and saw that unrest, they were blindfolded. Because,
I don't know what you looked at.
I mean, I don't know either. It was on television. You could have watched it, and the ACLU apparently thinks that the Phoenix police are horrible people, and they did a horrible job, and... what else did they say? Oh, I got it right here. Here's their lawyer. Good Lord.
The Phoenix police, with no reason, came out with tear gas, pepper spray, projectile weapons, and fired them into the crowd.
And that's Kathy Brody, who's
from the
lying.
ACLU.
It is a flat-out lie. It's such a lie. There's a reason why the Phoenix police did what they did a year ago during the unrest. There was a reason. You just choose to either ignore it, or you're clueless. It's one of the two. So now that Trump is not coming to Phoenix, because remember yesterday the ACLU we were talking about, they filed a motion to get a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix police, basically saying, hey, if Trump comes to town and he's in downtown Phoenix, we want to make sure that the Phoenix police are banned from downtown Phoenix, which is just asinine if you ask me. So where do we stand now with this stupid lawsuit that the ACLU, these bozos from the ACLU, have put up?
Well, the lawsuit will probably still continue because that was about last August. The temporary restraining order, though, they should pull it.
Why?
But they're not going to. They're not going to pull that, but the city of Phoenix has asked them.
I think they should pull their head out of their rear end first and then pull the lawsuit.
But, again, it's up to a judge. A judge, it's a 50-50 shot. A judge could say, okay, the next time Trump comes to town, he needs to, you know, the Phoenix police need to do this, that, and the other. I just think it's incredibly stupid and naive to think that the Phoenix police need a temporary restraining order when you have somebody of that stature come to your town. Oh, you're expecting them to not do their job? That's idiotic.
When the ACLU says we don't want the Phoenix police involved in protecting the public in downtown Phoenix when Trump comes to town, that tells me that the ACLU wants a full-out riot.
They're encouraging violence.
Yeah, yeah. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos, legal expert, we talked to her about... you know, you mentioned it, the court. Could it go either way? What's up with the judge that's going to have to, you know, make a decision on this temporary restraining order?
I want you to think about this from a strategy standpoint. So the ACLU is saying, court, please tell the Phoenix PD that they cannot use this type of excessive force unless they first give a very clear, loud, audible warning to everybody that this is going to happen. That's what they want the court to do. The court could go either way, 50-50 on whether it's going to order that or not. But what the ACLU is doing is putting it out there for the public to know and for the Phoenix Police Department to know, hey, look, you can't do this. We're checking you. We're reminding you that you can't just use excessive force willy-nilly, right? You have to go through these steps.
Well, it wasn't excessive force. It was what you do to stop a full-out riot from happening.
Right.
And the Phoenix Police Department, they did a great job. And most people who have a brain in their head pretty much figure the same thing, that they did a good job.
It's just embarrassing that the ACLU is still trying to go down this road. And it really says it's really a credit to the Phoenix Police Department, because if you look at it from a different light or a different prism, through a different prism, this is all the ACLU has to complain about right now in Arizona. Really? Mm. Boy, you guys are looking for things, right? You're looking for work because that's all they got.
Hey,
we're doing pretty well if this is all they've got as far as, you know, lawsuits.
We should be tough on the police when there is unrest in downtown Phoenix during a Trump rally, and we should watch it closely. And we did. And we made the decision that was pretty obvious, and the opinion that was pretty obvious, that the cops did the right thing. They were trained well. They reacted well. They stopped what could have gotten a lot worse, and they did a good job.
And, but, they, and they also said they learned from it as well.
Yeah, but we should be tough. Did they do a good job? Did they not do a good job? We should pick it apart and say, is there something that, that they could do better? Or did they blow it? Because I'll tell you, other police departments in other states have blown it. And you got to say that they blew it.
We do not have the problems that some other police departments have in other cities. So it is a testament to the Phoenix PD that the ACLU looks so darn desperate right now.
Yeah, and the ACLU, I think they're hearing, they're getting the heat. They're feeling it. They know that they look like morons. And, you know, I just think they may just want the whole place to burn downtown. That's what they're looking at. Don't have the Phoenix PD down there when Trump comes here. Let's just let it burn. And then they get to talk about a whole lot more. And then they'll really be busy.
Right.
Wrong. Wrong way to go. All right, coming up. Are Republicans doing enough to accommodate Kavanaugh's accuser? In a moment.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Got more information now in the Kavanaugh hearing. I don't know if you want to call it a scandal. I don't know if you want to call it a debacle. But right now...
It's an accusation.
Right now, the woman who's accused the longtime Judge Kavanaugh of a sexual attack, is actually... she's negotiating now to say, I want to come in. I can't do it Monday, but I'm willing to come and testify. So from yesterday, it was, she's not going to show up. What does the Republicans do? Now she's willing to come in, but on she wants to make sure her family's safe. She wants to make sure she's safe. She wants to, I guess, have enough time to prepare herself.
Mm-hmm.
But are Republicans doing enough to accommodate the accuser? That is a great question, because when does it become I don't want to say a burden, but how many times do you give her a chance to come in and talk? And when do you have to move on in the process of, are we going to confirm this guy or not? We've given you every opportunity. You have delayed. I mean, it reminds me of my 9-year-old. My 9-year-old will delay making her bed for as long as she can. At what point is there a consequence? At one point do you say, I've given you how many, you know, fill in the blank opportunities and you haven't taken advantage of it? Here's a consequence.
What's today?
Thursday.
When did we find out this woman's name?
Over the weekend, maybe Monday?
Over the weekend. 3 or 4 days, is that really enough to get your stuff together and head out to Washington, D.C.?
Hey, I am surprised that the Republicans are so willing to say, hey, come in and tell your story. I give them credit for actually doing it. They could have said...
Boy, the bar is low, isn't it?
Well,
give them credit for that.
Well, it's the Trump administration, yeah.
Well, it's not the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the bar is way low for the Trump administration.
I'm talking about Congress. The bar is even lower for Congress,
mm-hmm.
if you ask me.
Right. It's the whole bit. It's the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
brain
it's
in the
everybody.
Swamp.
Well, no, I mean, it's just everybody in Washington. The bar is so low that, what, now we're going to give Republicans a, hey, way to go, guys, because they're going to allow somebody to come in and testify? I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Because at first, I thought... Well, there's no way that they'd actually want this. What they'll say is, or what they'll cry is, this is a conspiracy. You guys held on to this. How dare you pull this shenanigan now? It's
okay.
Too late.
I can see
blah,
that.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right.
But our own Senator Jeff Flake was one of the first people to say, hey, hold on. Let's hear her first.
Right. I guess my point is, we knew her name, you know, Sunday, and now Thursday, it's too late. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Or is it after Monday? They said come in Monday.
So they're not even going to give her 7 days? They're going to barely give her 7 days to come in? I don't know. I don't even know if she wants to come in. I don't know.
She says now she does, but she wants certain terms met. Do you meet all of her terms? I don't know.
Senator Mazie Hirono, a Democrat from Hawaii, says the GOP is not doing everything to get Kavanaugh's accuser to Washington, D.C.
What is the best way to proceed? Not this seat of the pants stuff, and the latest being a letter from the chairman to the Democrats saying, we have done everything we can to contact her. That is such bull****, I can hardly stand it.
Wow, Senator's cursing. That's fantastic.
All right.
Women like Dr. Ford who come forward very bravely to tell her story, which, by the way, is very credible, and I believe her.
Yeah, but she hasn't come forward yet. You have every right to believe her, but she hasn't come forward yet.
So how do you know it's so credible? She hasn't said anything publicly.
Need to be supported. They need not only to be heard, but to be believed.
Well, no, she needs to be heard. She doesn't need to be believed. Kavanaugh needs to be heard. He doesn't have to be believed. I mean, at the end of this whole thing, I don't know. Will Kavanaugh come over better by arguing, hey, listen, I wasn't even at that party. I don't know what she's talking about. Or is the woman who is accusing Brett Kavanaugh going to sit there in front of everybody? And is she really going to be convincing? Is she going to be so convincing that we're going to watch her testimony and say, oh, man, I think it happened?
That's a great question. You can't say does.
You can't say you believe anybody until you heard both people talk. So I don't know what this senator's talking about, that she needs to be believed. No, she needs to talk first. My point is, it hasn't even been 1 week since we found out who she was.
So how long do you give her? How long, as far as the committee is concerned? Because the
great
longer
question.
You wait, the more stuff can get out of control. The other stuff can pop up. You got to move forward with the process. How many chances do you give her? If she says, I can't do it next week.
I know.
Do you say, hey, we're voting today then?
Because Republicans are like, if we lose the Senate.
Oh, right.
And this thing is still hanging
right.
around, we're in big trouble.
Right.
Because the Democrats, they'll wait another 2 years,
mm-hmm.
won't see Kavanaugh or anybody else that Trump puts up.
They'll
wait to see who wins the presidency.
Right.
It'll go that far.
Garland in reverse,
right.
What the Republicans did to Obama's choice.
Mm.
They didn't even talk to him. They didn't even let him have a hearing.
All right. Still to come, we got the Big Four at 4, four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. We do it every day. It's awesome. And coming up next, a decade of Mac and Gatos. What do you think? Another major Mac and Gatos moment?
Oh, yeah.
From the past? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. A decade of Mac and Gatos. 10 days and 10 ways to thank you for listening.
Just you and I.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Sharing our love.
I love you, man. I'm waiting to hear back. I'm still here.
What?
Don't leave me hanging.
Are you talking to me?
Yo, who else am I talking to?
I can't believe...
Who else is in the room?
Give
me a little volume.
What? No, please, God!
Oh, yeah.
Just you and I.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Eddie Rabbit.
Who the hell is Eddie Rabbit? Did we play this one already?
Yes.
This sucks.
And Crystal Gayle. Here's Crystal.
Just you and I.
Okay. A decade of Mac and Gatos. Ten days.
It's so
painful.
Passive aggressive. It's like everybody in this station hates us. God. Eddie Rabbit?
A decade of Mac and Gatos. Let me read. 10 days of giveaways. 10 days and 10 ways to say thank you. At 5:15, we will thank another listener for listening. Not to that horse crap, but
right.
All you have to do is text 10 to 411923, and we're going to give prizes away for this week and next week as a thank you for listening to a couple of guys sitting on the radio for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mac. Now that we're talking about our anniversary, which I think the day that the show turns 10 is next Friday. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of love on that show.
Let's hope.
A lot of hugging, me and you, man.
Not a lot of Eddie Rabbit.
No. But it's always nice to take a look back on some of the highlights / lowlights of the show.
Yeah.
And I thought now would be a pretty good time to do that. It's time, once again,
for
a major Mac and Gatos moment.
A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Here we go with Mac and Gatos, the hardest men working in show business.
Well, looky here. I'm trying something new for the show. It's New Year. I'm trying for a new, tagline instead of, and we're back.
Looky here.
Looky here
now
makes me want to slap you in the face.
It's more like, looky here, we have a program.
I can talk like a chick. Hey, no. Manti. How you doing, girl?
I've always wanted to have a urinal.
Now, see, I've always wanted to have a urinal,
that's
too.
That's awesome.
That would be great.
Put in those little cakes with Mac and Gatos' face on it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people would use that, if you know what I'm saying. They'd love to do that.
Joining us now in studio,
John McCain.
He introduces himself. Fact or fiction on Shane Doan, Mac versus the Coyotes captain. Signed donor jersey on Amazon.com goes for about $430. Doan, you say fiction.
Oh.
Do you think it was more?
I thought it was less.
Maybe you like Dick Pound.
Who do I like?
Dick Pound, an unfortunate name, is the head of the International Olympic Committee. Hugh Johnson. Jeez, you don't want to screw that up. Dietitian is number 7.
6 is a urologist.
Audiologist.
Audiologist! I looked at it and said urologist. What am I thinking?
It's a big difference between a pee-pee doctor and a hearing doctor.
Oh, is that what an audiologist?
About 3 feet.
Totally different holes. So Dennis Rodman's in North Korea. Are we going to send Steve Nash to travel to Israel to settle the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
Hey, get in the game.
Is Charles Barkley going to go have beers with the Taliban?
No, you guys are knuckleheads.
Why don't we just send Dr. Phil out to Iran?
What is your problem, Dr. Aquavilva John? You hold on to your hat, girls. The FLOTUS show is coming your way. Yeah, FLOTUS. Yeah. FLOTUS. Here's a typical Lloyd newscast. Stuff happened. Pa-pow.
Pa-pow.
Hold on, there's a bee here.
A what?
A bee.
A bee.
How did a bee?
All right, I got rid of the bee.
Got rid of the bee.
I told it to buzz off.
We're both married.
Yes.
Not to each other. Okay.
Right, right.
That's not for me.
If Lloyd Banks took over KTAR, yeah. I'd change the call letters KKLB.
Lloyd Banks.
You want it, we've got it. 92.3 KKLB Phoenix.
Keep my coughing to myself.
Hold on, I'm going to do my Mac impersonation.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Oh, so human.
That is something that you laugh out loud about. I don't understand it.
It's Mac's hot weather voice.
It's so hot. That it actually changes your voice.
It changes Mac's voice. Oh, very odd. What does a bro sound like?
Yeah. Yeah. Back down. Crushed it.
Yeah.
You're my boo. Your coffin goes in first. My coffin goes in second.
Very uncomfortable.
Don't worry, there'll be wood between us.
Mm. Get out of my burial plot.
Get out of my hole, man. Yeah.
Ah! A decade of Mac and Gatos.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Ah, another major Mac and Gatos moment.
That brought back some memories.
Sure did. Some that I wish I didn't say.
Can't believe we said, right?
All right, we'll have more major Mac and Gatos moments throughout this week and next week.
And make sure you keep listening to Win at 515.
Yep, text 10 411-923. Coming up next, is the problem of wrong-way drivers on Arizona highways improving? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
One of the biggest problems we have on Valley highways, wrong-way drivers.
Yep.
So, you know, this started a few years ago, and I think that people were trying to struggle with the fact, like, how can this happen?
Yeah, how do you get on the highway the wrong way and in some cases drive for miles and not realize, oh, boy, I've made a big mistake?
Well, mostly you're a drunk moron. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is. You're either high on drugs or you are
so
liquored up you have no idea what's going on. So are these prevention systems working? Are they working? Are we becoming more safe on the road? I mean, I think that's the question that you got to ask.
So far, there have been 16 deaths linked to wrong-way crashes in Arizona in 2018. And the Department of Public Safety admits those numbers are too high.
But they're lower than previous years. So 16 deaths in 2018. There is some improvement.
Wrong-way signs, flashing lights, and thermal cameras, all this to try to stop calls like these. But is all of this extra effort beginning to work? Let's verify. So far this year, the wrong way numbers do look to be improving. Compared to this time, back in 2017, wrong way incidents, deaths, and collisions are all down, while wrong way DUI arrests are up.
Okay, well, that's good news, right?
Deaths and collisions are down, arrests are up.
Right.
Okay. I just wonder, And I think that this has been part of the problem, why we have wrong-way drivers. I know that police departments around the valley, they need people. They're short.
Right.
And I think that...
there's a shortage of officers.
Right. Yeah. The shortage of officers not being on the road at certain parts of the night, well,
that has
these
an
cars
impact.
Get on the road and they stay on the road going the wrong way. And I remember somebody, I know we talked to somebody from the police that also mentioned that. I think that's a big part of it. I think if we can hire more people, but then where do you get the money?
Right.
But if you can hire more people, I'm glad that some of these prevention systems are starting to work, but I still think you need police officers, you know, in their cars, on the highways, all times of day, all times of night. And I don't think we have that. I think we could probably hire thousands of cops here in the valley.
Yeah,
wanted to today and had all the money, we could do it.
As much technology helps, it still doesn't beat having a human being behind
right.
a wheel with a badge and able to assess what's really going on or keep an eye on what's going on. But good for ADOT. I mean, it looks like, yeah, is 16 deaths too many? Yeah, so is one. But at least it's lower, and the Arizona Department of Transportation, the detection system, has won an award, an innovation award from a tech magazine. So, you know, again, is it perfect? No. But, you know, you can't help people from being stupid, drinking and driving.
Right.
And can you stop them from getting on the highway the wrong way? We're doing as best as they can, or ADOT's doing as best as they can. But is there room for improvement? Absolutely. But I also think it's awareness, too. You know, it's kind of like what MAD has fought for years, drinking and driving, getting drinking and driving down to a certain level. People are finally paying attention. How about you make sure that you don't drink and drive, you don't, you know, take too many prescription medications and drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be an awareness thing, too.
So, wrong-way driver prevention systems, they are working.
I give credit to the public for making the phone calls. I give credit from DPS, dispatchers, and troopers that go out there.
Director of Highway Safety Alberto Gutierrez says all of those numbers show improvement, while the Arizona Department of Transportation says its new thermal cameras have been a success, finding more than 30 cases of wrong-way drivers since going live on parts of I-17 and I-10, allowing DPS troopers to be dispatched before a 911 call.
Southbound in the north.
Ever comes.
Also, you know, you have all the signs up, and I've actually noticed some signs on my drive to work and home that, you know, it'll say wrong way driver. You can kind of see it in your rearview mirror. That's the way it's supposed to be, by the way, you know, and they weren't there before. So I know that, you know, technology has helped here. Putting more, you know, cops on the highways will help, more signs that really light up. But I got to tell you, the one thing that we always point to is it happens in the middle of the night. It happens after 2 a.m. or 1 a.m.
Real early in the morning.
Real early. I will say this. I don't want to be on a highway that time of day.
Right.
From like 1 to 5, I don't want to be near a highway. I just don't. Because, I mean, I remember when this started a couple years ago, we took phone calls from people who have seen a wrong-way driver.
Oh, yeah. And we were shocked at how many people called in.
We couldn't turn people away. There were so many people that it's happened to. I've never seen one. I hope I never seen one. Can you imagine the lights coming at you? I couldn't imagine.
Not on a highway.
Something like that happening. So the latest on the wrong way driving situation, yes, it is getting better. The thermal camera systems are working. They've caught more than 30 drivers going the wrong way already since being implemented. So that's good.
And the death toll has not risen. It has declined, but they could improve.
All right. Still to come.
Oh, 5:15.
What do we got at 5:15, Mac? Tell 5:15. Everybody what they won.
Nobody won
anything.
Not yet. You could win something at 5:15.
Text word 10 to 411923.
Mm-hmm.
A decade of Mac and Gatos. We're going to give something big away at 5:15. But coming up next is the Big Four at 4, four big blockbuster stories to start the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour.